Good evening. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia, bringing you Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station, coming from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my weekly chance to play for you my favorite songs and throw in a few oddball things, which I call wombats, here and there, to liven things up. I've got a couple of, they're songs, but they're pretty close to wombats tonight. So that'll liven things up, and we'll see how that goes. I'm going to start off right away with one of my favorite singers, country singer, Alan Jackson. Alan Jackson has had more number one hits than probably any living country singer, and this is another one of them. I haven't played this on the show before. It's called Dallas. I looked it up. I found out he was inspired to play this after performing at Billy Bob's in Dallas. And he said to someone, "I wish Dallas were in Tennessee." Alan is based in Tennessee, and he liked Billy Bob's. He wanted to move the whole city there. And this inspired him to write this song. The song is about a woman named Dallas. And she's going back to Dallas, where she's from. And what Alan Jackson would like is to have her in Tennessee, staying with him. But it's not going to work out that way. So, hear Alan tell the story.
Dallas packed her suitcase and drove off in the brand new car I bought her. She made leaving me look easy. I wish she'd made it look a little harder. I took her out of Texas. She was just a girl, but old Tennessee and me couldn't take Texas out of her. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee, if I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me, and then nothing else would come between the two of us, if Dallas was in Tennessee. Everything we had behind her. Lord, I hope the gold band on her hand will serve as a reminder. The true love is a treasure, it's very seldom found. But you can't stay together, there's no common ground. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee, if I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me, then nothing else would come between the two of us, if Dallas was in Tennessee. Oh, if Dallas was in Tennessee. Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her.
Dallas by Alan Jackson. I love the fiddling in that too. There's some beautiful music. Now comes a near wombat. We live in Southwest Virginia, in the heart of the Appalachian music. It stretches south and north and east and west, but there's a lot of it right around here, and I'm delighted to be in touch with it. I'm going to play for you a song called Squirrel Heads and Gravy, and I want you to feel the earth, feel the country you're in, feel where we are, because this is by my banjo teacher, Joy Patton. She lives in Sugar Grove, which is about 30 minutes from where I am in Emory, Virginia. And she plays banjo and fiddle and sings. I see her usually performing as a fiddler, but I like her banjo style. She taught Mary Bell Boltwood to play banjo, and I liked the way Mary Bell played, so I asked Mary Bell who taught her, and she said Joy, and I got Joy as a teacher. Well, this is a song that Joy recorded for me last week to learn. This week I'll be learning how to play this song myself. The style is called Clawhammer Banjo, and it's pretty earthy. This is your basic down-country stuff. This is not the sound of a fine-tuned band, but this is the earth we live on, and I hope you like it even just a little bit as much as I love it. Squirrelheads and Gravy, played by Joy Patton from Sugar Grove, Virginia. We're going to stay in some local stuff. The next one coming up is by Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley. Doc Watson has performed around here a lot. He's a well-known singer, performer. He's aging now, but still doing some good stuff. And I sing a number of his songs. I love Doc Watson's music. And this is with him and Clarence Ashley. Clarence Ashley died, years ago. But he and Doc Watson made a lot of music together. Now, Doc Watson was born in Deep Gap, North Carolina. Clarence Ashley was born in Bristol, Tennessee. But he grew up near Mountain City, not far from here, where my fiddle teacher lives. And he was a pretty important person in his way. He plays clawhammer banjo and sings. And he brought in a lot of songs from his traditional home from generations back. In fact, he was the first person to ever record House of the Rising Sun, which he said he learned from his uncle. So this is Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley. There's no instrument in here, I don't think. And they're singing a song called Daniel Prayed. And it's a great arrangement. Listen for the harmony. Listen for Doc Watson. He's the bass. And Clarence Ashley has the higher voice. There may be a third voice in here, I'm not sure, but this is Daniel Prayed.
I heard about a man one day who wasted not his time away.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God who set him free.
Daniel prayed
every morning, noon and night. Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth he trod.
He prayed to God
every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never failed.
Daniel prayed
every morning, noon and night.
They cast him in the lion's den because he would not honor men. He prayed to God
every morning,
noon and night. Their jaws were locked, it made him shout, and God soon brought him safely out.
Old Daniel prayed
every morning, noon and night. Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth he trod. He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never fails. Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, brother, let us watch and pray like Daniel lived from day to day.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God who set him free.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night. Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth he trod. He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never fails. Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley singing Daniel Prayed, recorded in 1960 to 1962. We're staying with the country theme now, and sort of local. This is Johnny Cash. Now, Johnny Cash isn't from right around here, but his wife was June Carter Cash. June Carter was from the Carter family, well known as the family that performed at Carter Fold. Johnny Cash used to show up there. I never saw him, but people did. They said they didn't usually announce that he was going to be there. He would just show up with June and the other Carters. This song is called 5 Feet High and Rising, and it was recorded in 1974. And we're staying on the earth here. I mean, we're in the mud. Squirrel Heads and Gravy, Daniel Prayed, 5 Feet High and Rising. And believe me, there must have been some mud after this was over. So this is Johnny Cash.
How high is the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. Well, we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left to float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Mama? 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 4 feet high and rising. Hey, come look through the window pane. The bus is coming, gonna take us to the train. Looks like we'll be blessed with a little more rain. 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Mama? 5 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 5 feet high and rising. Well, the rails are washed out north of town. We gotta head for higher ground. We can't come back till the water goes down. 5 feet high and rising. Well, it's 5 feet high and rising.
Johnny Cash, how high is the water, Mama? 5 feet high and rising. Problems are ahead when it's 5 feet high and rising, I can tell you that. Well, this is Harry Baya, by the way, just to clue you in as to what you're listening to. This is Wombats and Music. It's Monday night, 7 to 8 on WEHC, and also played Saturdays at 1, and occasionally replayed. Well, I've got kind of a country theme going on tonight, and I'll stick with it for one more song. Then we're going to bounce around a little bit. I think there's some more country later on. Oh, yeah. Well, the next one is Dixieland Delight, an absolute classic by Alabama. This was recorded in 1983. They are well known throughout the South, throughout the world, really. One of the most popular country groups. This particular song is played at all University of Alabama home football games. There's a fantastic fiddle part in here, too. This is they're one of the most successful country groups ever to play. And this song really expresses who they are, probably better than anything I could say. So let's move on in and hear Alabama singing Dixieland Delight.
Rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway, one arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other, a sweet soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better, I'm together with my Dixieland tonight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler, neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of dubbing on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life. Oh, so right, my Dixieland delight. Munching on clover, red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb, chubby old brown hawk, croaking bullfrog, free as a feeling in the wind. Homegrown country girl, gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky as a seven, living in heaven with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler, neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turtle doving on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life. Fits my life, oh so right, my Dixie.
Dixieland Delight by Alabama from 1983. Okay, we've had some country stuff. Now we're going to move to more modern stuff. This was recorded in 2008. It's by Chris Brown. It's called Forever. I guess you'd call it pop or rock. Let me tell you how I ran into it. There was a play earlier this year on campus here at Emory and Henry College called Five Women in the Same Dress, directed by Christiane Rolle. And Christiane is a musical director. She teaches singing and sings and performs. And this was not a musical play. It was just a regular straight play. But when the cast came in to take their bows at the end, they came dancing into this song. And it was quite a show. And I loved it. And I asked her about it. She said, oh, it's on YouTube. You got to go see it. It's called The Wedding Dance. So if you go to YouTube and look up The Wedding Dance, you'll see this song and a wonderful wedding where all of the groomsmen and bridesmaids and the groom and bride came in dancing to this particular song. It's called Forever by Chris Brown, and I like it a lot, but it's quite a style change from the country stuff we've been listening to. So get ready for Forever.
The speed of night into eternity.
Well, that was Forever by Chris Brown. Sometimes I get comments on my show, and once I played a song and someone said, not your usual fare. Well, Forever is not my usual fare, I guess. But I don't like to think I have a usual fare. So I think part of what I'm trying to do is surprise you, give you something you weren't expecting. That's the kind of thing. But after that, which was, I admit, a bit intense and maybe a little too disco for most of what I play, here's something more mellow. This is from 1968. It's from Blood, Sweat, and Tears. It's called And When I Die. And it's sung that the lead singer with Blood, Sweat, and Tears was a man named David Clayton Thomas. And oddly enough, he was born near a place I lived, in Surrey, England. His mother was an entertainer from Canada. And his father met her. They married. They moved to Canada, where David Clayton Thomas grew up. And he had a hard time getting started singing. But finally, when he was about 28 or 29, he got together with Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and he became their lead singer. He's got a unique voice, and this is a great song. This is called, well, I shouldn't say that. This is a song I like a lot. This is called And When I Die. It was one of their big hits. So here's David Clayton Thomas with Blood, Sweat, and Tears singing And When I Die.
Satan, don't want to die uneasy, just let me go naturally, and when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone,
carry on, yeah, yeah.
And When I Die by Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Well, I admit that's not quite as mellow as I implied. After Forever, it's a little bit mellow. But the next one, this is definitely mellow. There's no question about it. It's called Behind Closed Doors by Charlie Rich, country singer, recorded in 1973. He was known as the Silver Fox. He's from Arkansas. He sings another song that I've played a few times on the show called I Wash My Hands in Muddy Waters. But this is a story of romance and a proper lady who he's very proud of and loves to be seen with in public. But when she's in public, she treats him as a lady should, as a gentleman, and would never crowd him or anything. But when they get behind closed doors, things might be a little different. At least that's what the song implies. So this is Charlie Rich singing Behind Closed Doors.
Baby makes me proud, Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. 'Cause people like to talk, Lord, don't they love to talk. They turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind closed doors, when she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. My baby makes me smile, Lord, don't she make me smile. She's never far away or too tired to say I want you. She's always a lady, just like a lady should be. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad.
Now, what do you think goes on behind closed doors? That's Charlie Rich, and he does sound like a gentleman, doesn't he? Well, we had some variety. We had some country to start off with, then we had Forever by Chris Brown, and then When I Die by Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and we're back to country with Charlie Rich. And now we're going into another world entirely. This is Chan Chan by the Buena Vista Social Club. Cuba had some of the finest music in the world for many years, still does. But then with the whole break between the U.S. and Cuba and Castro and everything, we got cut off from Cuban music. But back in the mid-90s, they collected together some of the finest Cuban musicians from the earlier era and went on tour of the U.S. They called themselves the Buena Vista Social Club. and they were a big hit. There was a movie by that name, and this is one of their songs that I like a lot. Talk about, this is very Latin, this is very Spanish, it's in Spanish. If you don't speak Spanish, you won't understand a word, but it's got a mystery feel to it. The name of the song is Chan Chan. Chan Chan, it turns out, was a city of the Incas in Peru back around 1500. From 860 to 1500. So it lasted for 700 years, had 30,000 people. That's the name Chan Chan. But the song has not much to do with that. This is just a good Spanish Latin music song. Chan Chan by the Buena Vista Social Club from 1997. Well, this is You're listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music is my chance to bring you my favorite songs and some oddball things, and here comes one of them. Here comes a wombat. This show comes on Monday nights from 7 to 8 on WEHFC FM 90.7. That's your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And the next song is a wombat. It's called Galaxy, and it's from the movie Monty Python's Meaning of Life. Eric Idle sings, in the movie, I'm told, Eric Idle sings a song after climbing out of a refrigerator, and it describes our galaxy, the Milky Way, and apparently reasonably accurately. I mean, you know, these are all numbers the scientists are debating, but still, this is our galaxy. So listen up and learn some science. I do every time I hear it. Here it is.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious or daft, and you feel that you haven't quite enough, just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 90 miles a second, so it's reckoned, a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour, of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. On expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
So, that was Galaxy, sung by Eric Idle. In there, he says that there are 100 billion stars in the Milky Way, and that's the number I've had in my mind for many years. But Mike Duffy, professor of physics here at Emory and Henry, recently gave a talk, and I discussed it with him afterwards. The experts now think that the Milky Way contains between 200 billion and 400 billion stars, of which the sun is one. Does that give you some idea of how much they're guessing? I mean, they can't even get more accurate than that. 200 billion to 400 billion stars, many of which we now know have planets. And I have a book at home. I looked up, and it says that where the Milky Way, with its 200 billion to 400 billion stars, is a fairly small, sort of middle-sized galaxy. Some galaxies have trillions of stars, thousands of billions of stars. Think of that. Well, anyway, moving on. So that was a galaxy. Now we're going to Christy McVie singing Got a Hold on Me. Christy McVie was the lead singer with Fleetwood Mac for many years until she was joined by a new couple, Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. And one story I heard was that they tried to hire Lindsey Buckingham as their guitarist, and he wouldn't come unless they brought his wife, Stevie Nicks. So they did. and Stevie Nicks took over as the lead singer. But Christy McVie was still a critical person. The beautiful harmonies they got between the two voices, and she wrote many of the hits that Fleetwood Mac performed. She wrote this song, and it's called Got a Hold on Me, performed it on her own, not as part of Fleetwood Mac. This was part of her solo career. And so this is Christy McVie singing Got a Hold on Me. That was Christy McVie singing, Got a Hold on Me. And she wrote that and does a fantastic job. Next is a story song. This is Jimmy Buffett. Many of you know who Jimmy Buffett is, but those of you who don't might wonder what those funny license plates that say parrot heads on them are all about. Parrot heads are Jimmy Buffett fans, and there are enough of them to have their own license plates. Virginia has one. I see them around every now and then. In fact, I might even get one next Right now I have a man playing a fife, I guess, like a little war guy, a little army man, on my license plate, because I wanted something musical, but I might get one that says Parrot Heads. Well, this is one of the more popular songs that Jimmy Buffett has recorded. It's called He Went to Paris. It was inspired by his meeting a Spanish Civil War veteran with one arm in Chicago. Sort of a man looking back on his life. And so this is a man, the story of a man's life. And it's from his album, which was uniquely called A White Sport Coat and a Pink Crustacean. I love stuff like that. A white sport coat and a pink crustacean. However, the song is serious, and it tells a story, and I identify with this guy. It's as life goes by, you look back on the way things were, and you just keep plodding on, sort of no matter what happens. And sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's bad.
He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. But the warm summer breezes, the French wines and cheeses put his ambition at bay. Summers and winters scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. And he went to England, played the piano, and married an actress named Kim. They had a fine life, she was a good wife, and bore him a young son named Jim. All of the answers and all of the questions locked in his attic one day. 'Cause he liked the quiet, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. Bombs killed his lady and left him with only one eye. His body was battered, his whole world was shattered, and all he could do was just cry. While the tears were falling, he was recalling answers he never found. So he hopped on a freighter, skidded the ocean, and left England without a sound. Now he lives in the islands, fishes the pilings, drinks his green label each day, writing his memoirs, losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. 86 years of perpetual motion. If he likes you, he'll smile and he'll say, Jimmy, some of it's magic, some of it's tragic, but I had a good life all the way. He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so.
That was Jimmy Buffett singing He Went to Paris. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia, Monday night, 7 to 8 on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. It's time to say goodnight, and I want to give you my standard goodbye. I like to say this. I hope that you're doing what we're all doing most of the time, and that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Good night.